So then we look at remove. Let's talk about this in a little bit more detail.
Let me just remind you that the information in this presentation is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It's also not medical advice. It's just a sharing from my knowledge and information that I've gathered over the years, research I've done, clinical experience I've had with thousands of patients. It's my sharing to you. And what I recommend that you do is really research, look at your own body. If you're under the care of a medical practitioner, be sure to bounce these ideas off of them before you make major changes to your diet and lifestyle.
Removing the unfriendly gut bugs. Candida is one of those. Candida is a natural inhabitant of your digestive tract, but it's also opportunistic. And when your good gut flora get whacked out from antibiotics, if you're taking them because of an illness or because you're eating commercially grown meat, which is loaded with it, or dairy loaded with antibiotics, or you're using a lot of the antibacterial soaps and things, that can create issues with knocking out your good flora. Candida is opportunistic. It's a yeast, which is a single-celled fungus, and it's normal, but when it gets out of control and it starts to grow, it can change shape. And it can create a mycelia, which it create these little finger-like projections which bore themselves into the lining of your gut, making them hard to get rid of. And it gives off toxins that lead to inflammation and lots of symptoms. And know that as you go through a gut healing protocol, which is killing off bad bugs, you might feel worse before you feel better because of something called the Herxheimer reaction as you kill those guys. So when that happens, I usually recommend people to slow it down. Don't go so fast because you're hurting yourself in the process. There's also parasites, any number of parasites, Blastocystis hominis, Cryptosporidium. There's any number of these. And when there are parasites in the gut, you can be doing lots of candida stuff to get rid of the candida, and it doesn't go away because the parasites make it keep happening over and over again. You can also have an overgrowth of viruses and bacteria, either the normal inhabitants that grow out of control or pathogenic bacteria that take hold, like a Clostridia and other things like that. So we have you do the questionnaire to assess your likelihood of candida parasites and bacteria. And then we're looking at how do you get rid of them? And there's basically six steps to getting rid of the bad gut bugs, to brooming them out, sweeping them out. First of all, you have to stop eating anything that creates sugar in the gut because they love sugar. And this includes refined carbs like white rice. It can include potatoes because they turn to sugar very quickly, white potatoes, alcohol, and even fruit juice, even if it's fresh squeezed, and even some of the sweeter fruits like dried fruits and pineapple and mango and stuff may need to be eliminated for a while to starve these guys. We want to starve them. We want to take something that kills them, like grapefruit seed extract or oregano oil or caprylic acid, or there's a whole bunch of them, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what some of those are, and I give you a whole list of antimicrobials. So you want to take something that kills them. Some people can just starve them by avoiding the sugar and taking probiotics to reseed the good guys. And we can basically crowd out the bad guys. But if the bad guys have taken a stronghold, you've got the candida that have converted into a mycelia form and they're boring their way in there, just crowding them out with good bacteria is not going to do the trick. You're going to have to be a little bit more aggressive. And that's where some of these protocols come into place. But you also have to take nutrients that heal the lining of the gut because the mycelia from the yeast can damage the lining. And that's not going to cause you to produce all the right protective things. You also want to improve your immune function so that reinfection is less likely. And also you want to manage stress to create an inhospitable environment. So these are all the pieces, and you can't just pick one of these and expect to get results. And I see a lot of this happening. I see a lot of people who come and talk to me say, well, I've tried leaky gut protocol. I've tried an anti-candida protocol. And a part of it is they're just not doing a complete protocol. It's important to do all of these steps. And that's why I started off with giving you the general foundational approaches before going into the specifics of getting rid of the gut bugs and healing. So there's a lot to take in here. Here's a list of some antimicrobials. They can maim or kill bad gut bugs. Grapefruit seed extract, oregano, turmeric, thyme, propolis, fennel, raw pumpkin seeds even, virgin coconut oil. They have lauric acid, which is an amazing antiviral. They have caprylic acid, which is an amazing antifungal. Pomegranate juice has been shown to have some antimicrobial properties. Rosemary, golden seal, garlic. All of these have some strong antimicrobial properties. Do you have to take all of them? No. Do I advise you to take all of them? No. We're going to pick one or two or three that work for you and work well together. If you're a very sensitive person, that you just have very strong reactions to supplements and herbs, I highly recommend that you don't jump into a formula right away, that you pick one or two of these and you start to play with them and work with them and see which ones you tolerate. Because if you buy a formula and there's three different herbs in there and only one of them doesn't work well for you, you've wasted that whole formula. You can't use it. And you even don't know why, because you can't isolate which one. So I recommend, if you're sensitive, that you start out with individual ones. And if you're not, if you tend to be okay with formulas, then you can go ahead and get started. One of the formulas I like a lot and that I lay out in the 28-Day Candida Parasite Cleanse is something called SCRAM. It used to be Candida and Parasite Cleanse, and they changed the name to SCRAM. Like, get the heck out of my gut, bugs. Move on out. Move them out. And what it contains is a variety of herbs that support the different types of organisms or get rid of the different types of organisms, but also some things that support the liver to reduce the effects of some of the die-off reactions. So you've got black walnut hull, which is an amazing antiparasitic. Wormwood, which is another amazing antiparasitic, is also somewhat good for funguses. Milk thistle and wasabi control the die-off reactions. And enzymes, the protease, amylase, lipase, and cellulase to help digest. So these are the ones that are in the SCRAM. If this isn't the formula for you, then another formula, if you have more of a bacterial overgrowth that I like, is Allergy Research has one called Tricycline. And that has berberine. And you can always add berberine to the SCRAM if you find that that's necessary. Berberine is really good for a lot of the funguses, not the funguses so much, but the bacteria and the viruses. So berberine comes from like golden seal and coptis and Oregon grapefruit and things like that, bayberry. So you can choose a formula if you have one. I know Dr. Christopher's has a formula. There's a number of formulas. And if you have found a formula that you like, go for it. You may have to try several different formulas, or you can put together your own combination with the herbs that we described. Garlic is an amazing one, but some people don't tolerate the sulfur. And we'll talk more about that when we talk about the SIBO and the SCD. So this is the dosage. This is just what's recommended by Health Force. You start with one. On day two, you go to three. On day three, you go to six. On days 4 to 18, you take 10 of these veggie caps. Okay? Recommended to take them at night altogether. You don't have to. You can do it whatever way works for you. If this is too aggressive, then you can slow it down. You can do 3 days of one veggie cap and then 2 days of three, and then you can do 6 days, 3 days of six. You can just alternate it however suits you. So just be aware, and that's the whole process of conscious eating and conscious supplementation. You want to make sure whenever you're doing a parasite cleanse that you have at least two to three bowel movements, a day. And if you're not, then it's helpful to add some sort of a formula that helps move your bowels. Health Force has new intestinal movement formula, but there's others. They usually contain a bit of cascara or aloe vera, rhubarb. There's a number of herbs that help to stimulate it. You don't want to do these long term. You don't want to become dependent on them, but it's very important during this cleanse phase, because you're killing off these guys and you want to eliminate them. You want to poop them out. You want to recycle their toxins. So it's really important. Or you could do enemas, or you could do colonics. So gentle way to move these guys along. The other piece that a lot of folks miss when they're doing a parasite cleanse is they don't do the eggs. They don't get rid of the eggs. So when you have things growing, whether it's candidas or parasites, they're growing in you. They're laying eggs. And that's why the process keeps going along. You kill off using the scram and other kinds of processes. You get rid of those adults big time. But you don't necessarily get rid of the eggs. And so you may feel better for a short period of time, and then it all grows back when the eggs mature. So taking cloves is a really helpful way to do it. And this is something that Hilda Clark first came up with when she talks about parasite cleansing in terms of cancer treatment and other really serious conditions. So you get fresh, whole cloves. You don't get irradiated ones, and you don't get them already ground, because the volatile essential oils that help to kill off the eggs do not last more than 48 hours. And so you want to grind them down and put them in the capsules right away, and then put them in a dark place. So fresh whole cloves, you want to get some 00 empty capsules, very easy to get. You can get it on Amazon. Got this picture off of Amazon, so you can get them there. And then there's a device called Cap'em Quick that makes it really easy to do this. Because if you sit there with your hand and you try to fill these capsules, you can be hours, because it's very hard to do. So you get this device, you have a little coffee grinder, get a coffee grinder dedicated to herbs, and you just grind them down and do it, grind them down and do it. And then you're going to supplement based on this schedule. So this is the schedule. So on day one, you're going to be taking one scram and one clove capsule. On day two, you're going to be doing three scram and two cloves. On day three, you're going to be six scram and three cloves. And then you're going to stabilize on day four with 10 scram all the way through day 18. But on the cloves, you're going to keep increasing every day until you get to 12. You're going to do 2 days at 12, and then you're going to phase it on down so that you go up to 28 days on the cloves. So you finished the killing, and you keep going after that to get rid of all those eggs. For some people, they then take a break and do the process again, especially if they've had long-standing, long-term process with this. And sometimes you need to do it a couple of times, all right? Things get in the way, right? Life happens. You get stressed out. You eat out. You get your gut flora disrupted. Not a bad idea to do a candida parasite cleanse every year, just as a preventative. And twice a year, maybe, if you've had long-standing problems, until it gets cleared up. But oftentimes it's helpful to do this. Wait a week, give your body a little break, and then do it again just to make sure. So that's that, okay? All of this is laid out in a document on the website. So don't worry, if I went fast, you can back and listen to this again, and the document on the website explains it. Okay, so we talked about replacing missing enzymes and nutrients. We've talked about this before. Lots of living foods that contain enzymes. If you can't eat the whole living foods because of the fiber aggravating, try the juices. The juices have lots of chlorophyll and are very healing, and maybe do them dilute. And if you're still not tolerating it, then perk up when I talk about the specific carbohydrates a little bit later. There may be certain ones that you're going to have to remove. You're going to take digestive enzymes with all your cooked or complex raw food meals. And in fact, during the process of healing, I recommend that you just take digestive enzymes with every meal, just to be safe. You may take one with a light meal. You may take up to three or four with a really heavy-duty, big, complex. If you eat Thanksgiving meal, take four or five, because that's a really big, heavy-duty, complex meal, at least for most people. It wasn't for me. I just go easy on it, but I watch what people eat, and it's amazing. Lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. Sometimes people need to be off all the fresh fruits in order to get the bacteria under control, the candida under control, temporary. But it's also related to blood sugar. So, you may not have to do it for long term, but it really helps to do that phase one diet, as Dr. Cousins talks about, which is not just good for diabetes, it's good for getting rid of candida and overgrowths. Then green juices, sea vegetables, microalgae, they're so nutrient dense. So start to incorporate those. You can get some blue-green algae powder. You can get some sea vegetables, kelp or kelp powder, very inexpensively through places like Maine Coast Sea Vegetables or Mendocino Sea Vegetables, highly reputable places. Don't just go to the Asian market and pick up a sea vegetables that say product of Japan. May not be the best quality. You want to make sure that they're done through reputable companies. I love Ryan Drum, who has the most delicious primo kelp at BC Kelp. Beautiful and pristine and just lovely. And then nutritional herbs and supplements as needed, and we're going to talk more about that. Reinoculate. Let's get the good bugs back into your gut. You can put the good stuff in with Lactobacillus bifidus, Saccharomyces boulari. That's not a normal inhabitant of the gut, but it's a competitor. It causes competitive inhibition of the bad guys and allows the good bacteria to grow. L-sporagenes and mixed strains. What I find when I do stool analysis with people is that a lot of people are low in bifidus. A lot, because most of the supplements that are out there are really good in lactobacillus, but not so good in bifidus. But it may be the opposite for you. And the thing about this is, if you get an overgrowth, even these good guys, if they translocate into your small intestine, they can create some problems. Okay, so sometimes people cannot just take high levels of probiotics because they end up staying in the small intestine, and there's a number of reasons for it we'll talk about when we talk about SIBO in a bit. And then you want to feed the normal flora with prebiotics, fructooligosaccharides, and inulin. And again, some people can't tolerate those. In the specific carbohydrate or the FODMAPs diet, people are sensitive to those particular types of saccharides and sugars, cannot take these. So if you take probiotics and you take some fructooligosaccharides or you get a formula that has it built in and you feel lousy when you take it, you just may have a FODMAP sensitivity and you can't take it. And you'll understand what the FODMAPs are in a bit when I explain that. So really, it's just important for you to be aware of your body. And if you're taking something that I've put in a protocol and I've said, yeah, this should be good for you, and it's not, don't keep taking it. Understand that it's your body giving you a message that this isn't the right thing right now. And I love with Reinoculate to use real food. So making kimchi and sauerkraut is so easy to do. And there's recipes in your guide. Coconut kefir, again, really easy to do or buy. There's so many. Inner Echo is a really cool probiotic supplement that's actually just coconut kefir in a bottle. And I one time, I've told this story before, drank the whole bottle on the way home from the store. Didn't pay attention to how much was in there. It was like, oh, look at the ingredients. This is awesome stuff. Started drinking it on the way home, and I drank it like a beverage. It was 16 ounces. I drank almost the whole thing. I got home, I'm looking at it, and I realized I just drank almost 3 trillion organisms, which is a lot, by the way. And I discovered that that bottle that I didn't even pay attention to the price, I thought it was like a $3 or $4 bottle of kombucha, was $16. So I just downed $16 worth in 3 trillion organisms. And my gut was, you know, it was kind of happy, but at the same time, you know, there was a little chaos going on there for a few hours. So coconut kefir, you can make it yourself. Kombucha, which is mushroom, big mushroom that's fermented. Some people don't tolerate it. Rejuvelac, which is actually wheat berries. You can do it with non-wheat, like millet or quinoa. But it used to be done a lot at Ann Wigmore and in the Hippocrates centers. I know that modern-day Hippocrates now, that Dr. Clement doesn't use the Rejuvelac because he thinks it's hard to get it, you know, non-contaminated. But I put it on there for completeness. And then miso, which is fermented either soy paste or fermented chickpea or rice. There's a number of them. I like South River miso, which is a chickpea miso. Very nice, very light. And you can add it to soups and you can add it to sauces, dressings, all kinds of things. And it's really nice probiotic supplement. Prebiotics feed the good bacteria. They generally don't feed the bad bacteria, but if you've got an overgrowth of the good bacteria in the wrong place, these guys can feed it. So if you've got SIBO, generally speaking, these foods may not be tolerated. Dandelion, wild yam, Jerusalem artichoke, chicory, jicama, burdock, onion, garlic, and yacon. Repair.